What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque, and I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. We are finishing up our vacation in Hawaii, so if it sounds like it's a rainforesty in the background, probably because it is. But today, July 25th, Monday, starting off a great week, which Friday night I'm going to be preaching in San Diego, so I'm pretty excited about that. Temptation and fear is the message today. And again, you always can follow along with us every day on our Engaging Heaven Today devotional. So pick that up. Temptation and fear. Scripture is found in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. God will never give you a spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit who gives you mighty power, love, and self-control. The lie is that once you become a Christian, you're never going to be tempted again. Jesus was tempted, so you're going to be tempted. You're going to be tempted all day long. You might not even realize it, but you're tempted by fear all the time. Perhaps you don't even listen to that voice anymore because you've trained yourself to overcome it. That's wonderful, but should the day come when something happens and fear tries to grip you, remember fear's not the issue. Your response to fear is the issue. When something unexpected jumps out at you, remember that God does not change and his truth doesn't change. Stick to what you know is true. Stay in the scriptures. It's such a misconception that if you feel fear or you feel tempted that you're already defeated or condemned, you're going to feel these things. Make sure you respond in truth and in the power of the cross. I think this is timely. You know, my son Isaac, right? He always would go on rides, zip lines, like all this kind of stuff, you know? And then all of a sudden, like, he started getting fear about this stuff. I didn't think nothing of it. And when we came to Hawaii, my wife, you know, planning all these crazy things, and we wanted to go on a boat trip around the Nepali coast. Beautiful, stunning. Few people in life get to do that. Well, let me just say, the Pacific Ocean around the Hawaiian Islands is aggressive. I used to think that the Atlantic Ocean was a little stronger. Friends, it's not. We get on this boat. It's kind of like a glorified pontoon. I mean, it's big, probably a yacht status, probably a catamaran. The seas were pretty rocky. Now, I know these things are, you know, built to handle waves, just like a plane is for turbulence. I'm not worried about it. Dude, my son, days up to the boat, started getting nervous. I talked to him. He's fine. We get on that boat. It starts pulling away. This dude has a legit panic attack. Poor guy. Scared, fearful, falls at my feet on the boat. I mean, look, he broke out of it. We prayed him. He was fine. But it was the first time he really ever experienced fear, like crippling fear in his life. And I'm going to tell you something, it was great because the Lord really used it as an opportunity to teach him about fear, right? And so when it comes to fear, you're not exempt from feeling it. You need to realize that. It's what you do in the face of fear that makes a difference. And so we've been reading about fear, studying on it the last few days. My last thought on this devotional says, like at the end of it, the writing, it says, the Bible says fear not 365 times, probably because the Lord knew you're going to need to hear it every single day. And that's what I told my son. I said, look, the Bible says fear not 365 times. And he cuts me off and he goes, well, Daddy, I don't feel fear every day. I said, no, and you may not. But when you do, it's what you do in the face of it. And so, look, you may not be a 9-year-old on a boat in rocky waters where you're nervous, but the truth is, as an adult, you'll feel fear. And when you do, like, here's the deal. The 9-year-old will get over his boat ride. But some adults don't get over the fear that's holding you back from your destiny. You know how many people I know they're in the wrong place. That they're not where God's called them to be. But fear has held them back from making that jump and that leap. Fear is an ugly thing. And it is temptation. And so today, I want you to identify the areas in your life that you're struggling in fear. The areas in your life that you're giving over to this. Because the Lord doesn't want you to have fear. And if all you're looking for is a feeling to go away, it may not happen. But when the principles are laid out in your heart and spirit, and you know what the Bible says, and you stand firm on the Word of God, it's not going to be as difficult. I can assure you this. And so, look, the Lord knew that we would need it. If we believe lies, that will continually keep the door open for fear. If you believe that, you know, whatever, these waves are going to kill you. If you believe that, you know, God's not going to come through financially. If you continue to believe the lies that, you know, your business is not going to take off, whatever. I mean, you will live in a state of being crippled. Because this life is not at a lack of showing you temptation and trial. And just open your eyes. Dude, I'm in Hawaii. Everybody's running around with masks on. Schools already in California next year. San Diego. You have to have a mask mandate for kids to go to school. It doesn't end. The degree in which fear wants to jump on your life is not going to end. Like, you have got to kill that voice. Otherwise, there's not a lack of opportunity in this earth to fear. It is crazy. When you stand on His Word and you're in your heart, that anchor, the Lord is an anchor in your heart and the Holy Spirit, you'll flourish and do what He's called you to do. So understand, whatever God's calling you to do, fear will stand in the way. You're going to have to remove it, curse it, rebuke it, and stand the way God's called you to do. The storm isn't the issue. Being tempted by the storm is not the problem. The storm is going to be there. But like Jesus, you speak to every storm. The internal reality becomes your external reality. And you can have the life that God's called you to live. That's it for today. That's it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for always for rocking with Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.